an awareness that everything that goes wrong in their life is because they have not been following the divine instructions that was given to them by the Lord Jesus Christ. We live in a world that's full. We live in a world that's full of challenges. We live in a world that we have to work. We have to prepare for our families. We have to tend to our children. Whatever it might be, you're going to come into something that's going to try to pull you away from that which you should be doing, and that is coming to services. And so I know that I know that I know for the Church of the Living God at large, they lack the power that's in the Word. They're quick, they're proficient at quoting the Word, but the power to cause them to walk out that Word is absent. And if you were to listen to anybody, to somebody that says they're a believer, they will have volumes of scriptures to share with you. And yet, there's no power to cause them to be transformed or walk out that which they're quoting. And so, at large, it's time for the church to arise, because everything that the world is going through and dealing with right now, it's going to get worse. It's up to the Church of the Living God to not only quote the Word, but come to a place where they will receive the power that causes that Word to come alive for them, so that they will be transformed. So they will be empowered to be able to perform the works of the living God. God the Son has given us the authority. You can have power, but no authority. You need the power of the Holy Ghost in order to execute that which God has entrusted unto you. And that is authority. According to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19. What you see behind me is just a small analogy of what's needed for the true church of the living God, that we need a heart transplant. We need to be surgically operated on by the Word of God. Because there are too many churches filled with people, but lacking the power to walk it out. We need to reflect. We need to reflect the Word of the living God, not just quote it. We need the power of this Word to transform us. That when you see me, you see him. But too many times, we come across those that say they are believers in Christ. They love God. You can't tell them they don't love God. They quote all types of scriptures to you. But then yet, they still reflect the world and cannot seem to get a breakthrough, deliverance, all the way to becoming whole. This is a summons to the church at large. But too many times, we are plagued. We are plagued in our heart, as you heard from the analogy, that all these things, doesn't have to be in one person. Just one is too many. Just one of these on this side and on that side is too many for a believer in Christ to operate in. Well, how do I know if I'm operating in that? Easy. Real easy. See how Jesus walked. Bring yourself to the Word of God. The patient was too busy with her life. Could not come for her checkup. Too busy on Wednesdays. Too busy on Sundays. And had to keep going, but she knows God. And then yet, because of the absence of taking her medication, it's easy to operate in one of these. If you don't eat this, this will eat you. If you don't eat the Word of God, this will fill its place. But you still can quote the Word of God. You can still shout and sing. I tell the women's movement on Mondays, it doesn't matter if you snot at the altar. I don't care how loud you scream. That doesn't move God. What moves God is faith. What moves God is faith. Faith is pleasing to Him. So what we're trying to say tonight to you is that everything that the world is going through is because of our fault. Why do I say it like that? If we were to research and those that were in Christ and became intercessors in the Church of the Living God, things, climates, changes took place. There's too many churches in Antioch, California. There's too many intercessors, I hear, for the city of Antioch not to change. So on Sunday, one of the young ladies shared that when Apostle had his hand on her, it felt like electricity going through her body. And I said to myself, I've been waiting for that for years, because that takes us to another level in the anointing under the covering of Threshing Floor Tabernacle. Then she said, well, Sunday night service at intercessory prayer, when she was over here on my left, it didn't happen until Apostle took the platform and his voice projected out. And he was instructing the intercessors to pray and to push, because my children need to hear your intercessors. Intercession. We need intercessors in this hour. And so what happened was Sunday night when Apostle took the platform, she said the same electric current, electricity, flowed through up her arm. And I told the women on Monday, get ready. If we stay in the vein as a ministry with intercessions, hardcore intercessions, don't sing me to sleep. I'm talking about hardcore intercessions. I tell the women and Yahweh and Fresh Start, I want to hear you from Africa. I want to hear you from Africa. Because the children that are kidnapped and raped need to know that they have a voice against the kingdom of darkness. So I say to God, shatter the strength of the wicked. Loose the grip of every principality that holds our children in prison. We can change the tide around in the state of California. We can change it. The instructions of the set man of the house is very clear as what the church should operate in. And so just an example of how that electricity was released Sunday is an indicator that Threshing Floor Tabernacle has gone to a new platform, has gone to a new dimension. Yesterday, I was just before the Lord and just meditating and pondering on what's happening globally. My message tonight does not mean there are not men and women of God who are called by His name in the fivefold ministering gift that does not operate in anointing. That's not what I'm saying. But I shared with the women yesterday, please don't go be a missionary in Africa. Because you'll get saved for real in Africa. Because they don't play out there with the Word of God. They don't play church. They are solid. Because all they know, He's their only answer. And so with everything that happened Sunday, and with us coming together, young adults and youth, and seeking the face of God under 5 minutes, it's not that much for you not to stop in. It's not that long. I am saying to you, prayer and prayer alone will change your life, will change the culture, will change the community, will change the state of California, and change the United States. But we have to come to realize that there are some things in our lives that is plaguing your heart. A natural illustration, but I'm talking about your spiritual walk. Your spiritual walk. So this is to allow the Holy Ghost and His Word to examine you. To examine you. But I cannot believe Dad for anything. My benefits package is everybody's the same. You all get the same benefits package, but I just want more than that. I want miracles, signs, and wonders. I want the now to happen now. An apostle and I believe that you can go in the now, that you can embrace your now, now, that what you're believing God for is now. And if it's not now, don't assess the house. Assess this. Because the Word of God does not lie. And we cannot, well, you can, but I'm instructed to say this. And we cannot be tired of serving God. It's not about a title. It's about cleaning the house of God. It's about going out there. It's about receiving the instructions from the set man of God, then following that instruction. Don't add yours to it. Just receive it and run with it. I'm talking to the church at large, because there's too many churches in the United States of America not to effect change. I'll say it again. There's too many churches in America not to effect change. I'll say it again. There's too many churches, houses of worship, houses of God, houses of prayer in the United States of America not to effect change. But there's no change, because there's no change with you. We're filled with libraries. Some will say, you know, they just Greek us to death. Some will say they Hebrew us to death. Some will say, well, you know, I don't do on either. It's all Holy Ghost. Whatever it is, I pray it works. That you get to reflect this word. This word. So I'm not only talking to all of us in this house. I'm talking and prophesying to the church in the United States of America. but we're plagued. Apostle can't find a house filled on Sunday morning or Sunday night where it's most needed. I'm telling you, intercessions changes you. I'm after, here's what I'm after, and it's getting close. I heard a person tell me that I felt electricity from Apostle's hand. I saw her the way she responded to his hand. And then she said it happened again. That not with him laying hands, he just took the mic, and it's the authority that is in the voice of the set man of God. So I said, okay, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. We are about to go there. And I say, Dad does not bless groups. He blesses individuals. He blesses individuals. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He wants the world changed. He wants the world saved. He wants the world to come to know him and his son. He wants the world to see how good and loving he is. He wants the world to see how patient he is. But not every person in the world is going to receive his sonship. And I'll share this. And this was to jolt this in you. And if you get mad at me, make sure that you have a valid reason that you might operate in that spirit. Because God wants to get all of us to the place where power, authority, and dominion, power of the Holy Ghost, authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, Luke 10:19, that has been delegated unto us, dominion, where we now rule. God the Father has given us the place of dominion to sit where he's at, spiritually. So anybody can have power but not have authority. We need power, authority, and dominion. But we quote the word, but we lack the power that's in the word to change. But let it change you first. Don't try to change me or someone else. You change first. And then let's see the results when we all come together as one accord. Amen? 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 And so I want, because apathy came out big when I was before the Father. Apathy is being insensitive. You're numb. You're numb to the things that's going on. And you get upset at me if I keep sending you emails about how we are. And can you not just be a voice for my murdered babies? So this stood out real big when I was before the Father today. And he said, right there. And so it's vitally important that tonight, let the message and the word of God assess you. Because let me say where I'm going to go. And I'm doing everything in my power, my natural power, to get in the spiritual power. Because again, I will echo as I've been echoing. We live in both. We live in the kingdom of light. We rule the kingdom of darkness. We affect both. We live in the kingdom of darkness, but we rule the kingdom of darkness. We live in the kingdom of light, but we rule the kingdom of darkness. Therefore, if the word of God tells me that I rule, I rule. And so Apostle was watching this minister on TV, and they were talking about another pastor somewhere in the third world countries, that this pastor has been like on it, teaching intercessions, like us. I never knew, but I was just raised up. Dad raised me up to intercede the way I do. But he raised me up, and so I was like, yes. And so that pastor was sharing that there was a member that had a steel arm. You've heard me before, but it's worthy of repeating because this is where I want to go. And we're almost there. For those who want to hold on to the coattail of the set man of God. And so what happened was, the set man of God's been preaching, no giving the people no rest, been decreeing, come on, intercession, come on. And he's like, press. Sound familiar? And so what happened was his member had surgery, had a steel arm being put in there. Well, in believing God, while he was sleeping, God gave him a new arm with the steel that was connecting his shoulder and arm laying right next to him. So his arm was now an arm of flesh, and the steel that was inserted into him was laying right next to us. We are getting there. Hardcore intercession. Engaged, fully engaged, all focused, spirit, soul, mind, and body. Not worried about who's listening. Listening to Apostle Sunday night. Amen? Amen? Can we have the lights on? And that's one thing people run from, intercessory. Telling the women, can we all stand up, please? Telling the women, you need to do your private chambers. Saying that for years. Do your private chambers. In that way, you're not tired when you come into corporate. Do your private chambers. In that way, you're not tired when you come into corporate. And so it's vitally important. And I'm going to ask those that are baptized in the Holy Ghost and with power that we are going to be unified now. And I'm asking you if we can just scale the walls of spiritual Jerusalem. Because what I'm trying to tell the women on Mondays, I am tired of guests. I want children. Guests come to your house and they leave. Children, they stay with mom and dad. Mom. Dad, children. So Isaiah 66:8 says, birth them, groan through the spiritual canal. That's what I'm teaching the women. Lock your mind. We want children, not guests. Guest comes and fills a card and leaves. I want children. They come and they stay and they notice the thermometer of the house is hot. And they're not looking at numbers. They're looking at the quality of the Messiah in the house. So that's why you got to show the people when they come here that you've changed. And we don't have to perform surgery on you. Because all of that is not in you. But you have to read the medical manual to know where you're at. So can we by the Holy Ghost? And when I say press, I don't mean say hallelujah while we're pressing. That's another reason why she's on the surgery table. She don't listen to instructions. When I say press, when Apostle says press, you press. We want children. Nobody quotes the word anymore, Minister Killings. Standing room only. People on the outside trying to get inside because they've... Excuse me, Samantha in Facebook. Don't know who she is. I'm not sure who she's connected with. She said tonight she's been a little bit more consistent in viewing your house of worship. And she said tonight, I'm so glad you go live. Don't know who she is. So if there's that one we're going after that one. Because God wants to use us to get that one plus, plus, plus. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. So come on, everybody. Well, come on. You got to press. You got to press. Focus. Focus your heart and mind. Focus your heart and mind. Come on, there's an army here somewhere. There's an army here somewhere. Come on. Come on, army of God. Press. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Oh, come on. Come on. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Come on, birth. Come on, birth. Come on, birth. Security, come back, come back, come back, come back, come on, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, roar, Holy Ghost, roar, Holy Ghost, roar. Secretary, come back, Coco, Babababako. Secretary, come back, Coco. Secretary, come back, Coco. Secretary, come back, Coco. Secretary, come back, Coco. Press, press, church. Press, church. Press, church. Oh, oh. And everybody said, amen, 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 amen. Hey. And tonight, Father, we give you all the glory. And as I bless your people before we are released from your house of worship. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. And Father, tonight, I give you all the glory, all the honor, all the worship for the word that you have released unto your people tonight. I pray for fruit, Almighty God, for your glory. That in the city of Antioch, California, there is a church of the living God that is on fire. And as they saw the fire, the glory on Moses, so shall it be for every person in this house that desires to ascend into a higher elevation with you. Holy Ghost, give us no rest tonight until we surrender and ask for your forgiveness for every sin in our lives that continues to plague us. We ask for your forgiveness, for your mercy, for your grace, and we thank you that you got us covered. So, Father, tonight see them safely home. Let the angels of God keep, guard, protect, and preserve them until we come to meet at this house once again. And everybody say,
amen.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tonight.